guys, it's the Evan and Caitlin podcast, the show that does not judge you whether you are or aren't wearing pants right now. I mean, you don't even know if we are or aren't wearing pants right now. Don't look. Stop looking. Now it's weird. Do you like that one?
It's pretty good.
Thank you. I worked a long time on it.
All right, so what are we going to be covering in this episode?
So we're going to talk a little bit about how we met, because that was one of the things requested recently. Mm-hmm. And we're going to, I think, segue from that into some of the early DIY projects we attempted. I mean, if we end up talking about how we met for super long, we'll save that other one for another day.
Yeah. Maybe like some of the highs and some of the lows.
Yeah, yeah. Highs and lows of early
DIY. Of our early days.
And then we're going to play, again, if we have time, a fun music-related song.
Caitlin is
game.
So pumped for this.
I am so pumped.
So pumped.
I think I'm going to be really good, and I think you're going to be really bad.
Thanks. That's a good reason to be excited. But I agree. I'm going to be bad. No, I mean, I'm going to do pretty well.
I think you should be able to get the ones I picked for you.
Okay, good.
We'll get to it later.
Thanks for having mercy on me. Okay, so the How We Met story, it's interesting because we met just casually as friends. So like the first time we met,
we don't really remember what it was.
Now I have a pretty strong impression about like,
I have two strong impressions and I don't know which is the right answer.
Yeah, I agree. So the story that I think that's been in our heads for the longest is we met the first day of class, freshman year of college in Calculus 2, which I was really impressed with because Caitlin didn't even need to take it.
Oh, I just took it because I was like, well, I had taken Calc 1 senior year of high school. Calc 2 is like the next thing you take. I didn't think about the fact that I was a business major and it wasn't required. I was just like, well, I did Calc 1 last year, so this is the next math.
Like, that was like Caitlin's science credit, and she could have taken like...
No, it was like an elective for me.
An elective? It wasn't
I took Calc 2 as an elective.
Oh, I had a lot of respect for you. But I think that we were talking with one of our friends.
We were talking with my roommate from college, and she was like, that's not how you guys met. Evan fixed your computer. And I was like, well, yeah, I know he fixed it. But she was like, yeah, think about it. That was before class. Because you know, at school, you had to get your laptop set up on the school network and this and that. And I had an Apple, and there weren't many people with Apple computers. And so, like, the instructions weren't as good, and mm-hmm. I couldn't figure it out.
Well, and with all of the students coming in the first day, it's not like the IT staff could really help everybody. So I was just helping out just because I wanted to help out.
Yeah, you were just – I don't even know how I found you. I think I was just, like, waiting in line, and – you saw that I had a Mac, and you were like, oh.
I was just helping a lot of people. And I think that, I mean, funnily enough, I later on started working for the IT department at our college.
Yeah.
Maybe that was an early indicator. But, I just knew how to do it.
Well, I guess you had already been at school because you were an RA.
No, that's freshman year. I wasn't an RA the first year as a freshman.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know.
Why are you being so helpful? That's suspicious. I shouldn't have trusted you.
Moving on. We had calculus and English together.
Mm-hmm. Which is like, we weren't in the same major, so I feel like we're pretty lucky to have two classes mm-hmm. together, like our first semester of freshman year.
And I immediately thought that Caitlin was super cool. I actually had a little bit of a crush on her right away. And I later on found out that she was dating someone, and I did not like the guy for some strange reason. I don't know why.
I was completely clueless about your crush freshman year.
Yeah, but then we just became friends, and we had projects together.
Well,
and
we did a video together.
Oh, my gosh, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
We found the video. Where did we find it?
On my files? Your old computers.
Oh, man, it might be gone now.
I don't even remember exactly what the topic was, but we were in a group. It was like us and one or two other people.
Imagine, like, how bad you think it is.
And it's way worse.
It's pretty bad.
I think we were... We were trying to act. I remember, like, my role in one of the scenes. There were two things that I had to do. I don't remember what anyone else had to do, but the two things I had to do. There was one, and we were talking about, like, freshman life or something.
Yeah.
And there was one where I was furiously and stressfully pretending to write, and I was so stressed out, and I just couldn't. Oh, oh my gosh! If you're watching the video, or if you're not watching the video right now, I'm reenacting, and it's very good acting.
Very good. Just imagine amazing acting.
I'm gonna get a B+ instead of an A+. And then there was another scene where I pretended to like get in a fight with my roommate.
Yeah.
About clothes or something.
Oopsie.
Oops, that's just a Twitch notification coming on the computer. Was that picked up?
Yeah, that was picked up. Here, let me fix that. Okay, it's fixed.
Thank you, whoever just followed us. But yeah, so that's all I remember. Do you remember your parts of it at all?
I don't. I think that not to like, it feels weird saying this, but I think that the one where you were fighting, it's because you were like jealous of someone. And
oh,
like,
yeah.
The weird
you
thing
were
is,
like the boyfriend.
I was the boyfriend.
And I was jealous.
I know.
Weird.
Foreshadowing. So that was freshman year, first semester. And then you had the idea. We were picking classes and you found dance.
Yeah, well, I really wanted to take a ballroom dance class, which is random anyway, because I never really had any desire to learn how to dance, but it was just like a bunch of, I just like, heard like really good things
credit.
About the class. Yeah, it seemed like an easy credit, and I'd heard really easy things.
And
really
after your calculus
class,
credit, you're like, nope.
I was like, give me an easy elective.
No credit. No homework, please.
I was super awkward, and like the thought of just being randomly paired with some guy that I didn't know was like induced the worst kind of anxiety in me. So I was like, hey, Evan, do you want to take this ballroom dance class with me? Which is super random. And you were like, yeah.
And as an engineer, like an easy credit just seems like a good choice. Mm-hmm. You know, like everything else had so much homework. It was a lot. Worth it. I mean, worth it. So we took ballroom dance and we had so much fun. We did it again, and then later on we TA'd it twice.
Because there's only ballroom one and ballroom two, and then like you couldn't keep taking the same class.
I mean, you
so
could
we
take
were
like country western or something, but we were like, nah, ballroom's fun.
Yeah, and it was kind of the same dances anyway, just like slightly tweaked. But we were like, oh, we'll just become TAs and TA it for the
that
next
was amazing.
2 years.
How did we like do that?
I don't know. We got credit for that, and we just like hung out and danced, and like every time the class would take an exam, we would play Mario Kart on your tiny computer. There's once where we were sitting there
playing.
It was
just like a low powered netbook, and I loved that thing. Oh my gosh.
There's once when the students were taking an exam, and we were like sitting against the back wall playing Mario Kart, and then we looked up and it was empty. Like everyone had left, and we were like, "How long have we been here? Did no one tell us the class is over?"
And then that's like, I don't know if you have this like reoccurring, not nightmare, but like, do you ever have this nightmare where like you have a class that you didn't know about and you haven't been taking it
the whole semester? I still get that all the time.
Still get that.
I'm like looking for my schedule.
Yeah, look
and
for
I'm
your
like,
schedule.
It's not online. I think it was on a printout, but I can't find the printout.
And then you had to go to the office online. And then like, oh gosh.
Yeah, and it's
how
like,
is
I don't
that
even
such
know my
a
schedule?
Nightmare fuel for everybody?
I don't know. And it's, I didn't even like I never accidentally missed a class or anything. It's not like it happened to me.
Does everyone have nightmares about like missing class, or is that just us?
I mean, I think like school relate, like not being prepared for school in general in some capacity is pretty common. Me, it was like missing. It was specifically finding out that I had a class that I didn't know about.
Yeah, and then you hadn't been going to it the whole semester.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Gosh, it's so stressful.
Or I show up the first day and I feel like, yeah, I'm super prepared. First day of school, you know, and I'm like really excited. And then I realize I don't know where any of my classes are. I don't know any of the classes I'm taking. I don't know any of my teachers. I don't have my schedule.
Same nightmare.
Really?
Maybe is it because we moved so much?
Maybe, because like things did change a lot.
Things changed a lot. Yeah, different places, different systems.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't
maybe,
know. Maybe.
Yeah. Okay, we got sidetracked. Where were we?
Oh, okay. So.
Okay, so we were taking dance classes together.
Yeah.
And we were just
friends.
Just friends. And then junior year, I didn't know this at all in the moment.
Yeah.
Should we jump ahead to that point?
If you want to. I didn't know if you want to talk about sophomore year.
Oh, sophomore year, yeah. So sophomore year, we were both single.
We're still just friends at this point, but it's the first time that we're both single, because I had broken up with my boyfriend.
And I very smoothly asked Caitlin out on a date via text.
Except like...
It was not smooth at all.
It was
vague.
Was it text, or did you like write it on my Facebook wall?
I don't know. Oh, geez, that's bad. Is that worse or better?
I don't know. It was vague, like, it wasn't obviously a date, but I think, like, I don't even know how I would have reacted if it was, because I was so, so awkward about boy stuff.
But, like, I didn't know that. I thought you were just so cool.
No, I was not cool. I was in college, still awkward about boys. You know, like, oh, he wants to go, I don't know how to act, you know? Like, I just got really weird and sweaty and awkward. And, like,
you read the text and you just got sweaty?
Yeah, I got, like, sweaty. And so, and also, like, I was nervous because I was like, well, I might be reading it wrong.
Mm.
And then I'm getting all freaked out over nothing and I don't know.
So she turned me down.
I said I had to do homework.
The lamest of excuses,
because
I even knew that that was fake, because Caitlin does her homework, like, way in advance, so I know you're on top of things.
It could have been homework that was way in advance, but by my standards, it still had to be done that night. I mean, you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I waited until the last minute with my homework, which you shouldn't do. Anyone still in school?
Yeah. But yeah, I still feel bad about that, because I'm like, if I said yes...
Year.
What if we had been dating from that point onward?
I know, that would have been cool. That would have been really cool.
I know,
cool.
But it would have been really cool.
I think of that too, but at the same time, all of the life experiences that we went through, like, before we started dating, that helped shape who we were, and I love who we are now.
Yeah.
And it's hard to be able to, like, go back and cherry pick what you might want to change, and you don't know how that would change your life.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough.
Yeah.
So in the end... everything worked out. But I have that thought too. It's like, what if you could go back and you could change this or that? But then it goes into, like, but then you change everything potentially, you know?
Yeah.
Butterfly effect.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know. And, like, logically, I'm like, yeah, okay. That makes sense. Well, look at me. I'm trying to pull you closer right now. We always end up, like, bumping each other out of frame with our chairs.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay back so you have enough room to, like, come in and everything.
I'm fully in frame. Look at me. Right, look at my... Yeah, there we go. I'm good.
Okay, for everyone listening to just it on audio...
There's no other words to say. Okay, junior year.
Okay, junior year. It was... Here, you tell that story, because that's your story to tell.
Yeah, well, junior year was the first time, I guess... Well, I'll just go into it. Junior year is when I had a crush on you.
Mm-hmm.
And you were dating someone else by that point. And I think you were pretty oblivious too, right?
100% oblivious.
You didn't know at all.
I've gotten, like...
Like, now that you know...
People have told me that I'm oblivious a lot.
I mean, but I was purposely not flirting with you. I was trying not to, because... Like, you had already been in your relationship for a while at that point. Like,
it was
a year already. And, you know, I was very, like, I was like, I like him, but we've been friends for a long time. And, you know, this will probably pass. And, like, he's been in a relationship for a year. And, like, that's not something I want to risk messing up. Although I will say that one time we went out, like, we, like, went out to grab drinks with another friend. Like, I definitely was flirting with you.
Still oblivious.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
I was really oblivious. Because, like, I'm, like, a very friendly guy. You know?
I took your watch and I put it on my arm. Duh.
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 Who would do that unless you're interested in someone? I wore your watch.
I stole your watch. Duh, I like you.
I guess she likes my watch. Oh, so bad.
Oh, man. I did feel bad for the other friend, though, that we were out with, because I was
it's like, we've always had a very easy conversational flow with each other. We liked similar TV shows. We liked all sorts of things. I mean, freshman year...
We were talking about Fooly Cooly, which is, it's a, like, somewhat... I don't know. I don't want to call it obscure, because there's a lot, probably even more obscure animes. But
it might have been more obscure. I don't know.
Yeah. And we were talking about
before
that.
Before our time.
And my roommate was like, marry him.
Yeah, because we've always just talked really easily with each other, been really open with each other, and just been good friends. So I think that, like, the friend that we went out with wasn't as good a friend with either of us. So it was mainly the two of us talking.
I know.
But so that was junior year. And then that's really all to share for junior year. Senior year, nothing.
Senior year, we were both dating.
Both dating other people.
You were
people.
Dating the same person, and I was dating, ironically, the same person I was freshman year. So.
Oh, jeez.
I know. And then, but we were still taking dance class. We were still hanging out. And then when we graduated, you moved to Houston.
Yep.
I was in San Antonio.
Yep.
And we ended up, I mean, and we like chatted a lot in college. Like we'd always grab lunch pretty much every other day because we'd have lunch after our classes, yep. after ballroom. And, but like after we graduated, I almost feel like we started chatting even more, like via text at least.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe like, not more, but like we kept in touch like a lot because we chatted pretty much every day. We were both at jobs that were kind of slow and kind of too easy.
Yeah.
So we would just like Google chat each other literally all day, every day.
Yeah. That job. I mean, like, see, that's what you get when you don't have in-house manufacturing. You have to send things out, and it's a long turnaround, and your engineers are just sitting there not being utilized to their full potential. Okay, I got distracted. It wasn't. Okay, moving on. So eventually, we both broke up with the people that we were dating. They weren't the right people for us, and we finally saw that. And then...
Well, and I'll add to this before we get to the next part that like we were each other's go-to person for relationship issues. So like if Evan was having relationship trouble, I was his like female perspective advice. And when I was having relationship trouble, Evan was my male perspective advice. So we were always talking to each other about like, you know, getting relationship advice and stuff.
Because it's confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's confusing. It's awkward. It's weird.
Especially like... earlier on, you know?
Yeah, it's awkward. So about a year after graduation, we had a mutual friend who was having a birthday in San Antonio. And I was like, hey, you should come. We hadn't hung out since graduation. I was like, hey, you should come and surprise him. It'll be fun. We'll hang out. And so you came. We had like an awesome time.
Oh, no, but to preface this, so we were both single. We had told our families and friends, all right, we are going to be single for a while. We just like...
Yeah, because it was like relatively long-term-ish, really. I mean, especially for you, mm-hmm. long-term relationships for the two of us. So
and we're like, we're just going to be single. We're going to figure out our lives. We're going to figure out like, I don't know, things people do when they're single, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, and we did briefly. But so you came to hang out that weekend and we had a really good time. And then you came the next weekend and then you came the next weekend.
No. So the first weekend I went up there and I had such a fun time. And
I
hung out with all of your friends up there too, right?
Yeah, it was the first time.
Yeah, and it was so fun. And then you and a friend came and visited me in Houston, and that was so much fun. And then we just started hanging out a lot.
Yeah.
And then
like literally every weekend.
And then like I forget what it was, but I think that for me the first time I noticed that I definitely had a crush on you is it was like a big group of friends, like 10 people,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to sit next to you. Like while we were watching, it was Tron or something like that. And we were at your friend's house and Tron was on and I wanted to sit next to you. And then I wasn't sitting next to you and that upset me more than was reasonable. And I was like, why is this so upsetting? And then I realized that's when I had a crush on you. I'm like, I just want to sit next to you.
You know, what's weird is like, I had my realization in a very similar situation. We were watching a movie with a group of friends. It wasn't Tron. Cause that was at a friend's house. It was at your apartment.
Oh.
So it was one of the times that we were visiting, but before we had told each other we liked each other.
See, we haven't fully compared notes. I wonder who got the crush on the other person first. It seemed like it was very much at a similar time.
It was, yeah, I think it was like a similar timeline. But like, I just realized there was like, for a little bit, and we might not have been watching a movie. It might not have been just during the movie, but it was like wherever you were, that's where I wanted to be. So like when we were watching the movie, I wanted to be next to you. Like if you're sitting on the floor, I wanted to be next to you.
Yeah.
Like I just like wanted to like be near you. And I was like, oh, that's a weird feeling. Because it's not like I was in like a situation with a bunch of strangers and you're the only person I knew. And so I was gravitating towards you. It was like you and some of my best friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just want to like be next to Evan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a sign.
That's a sign.
And then, I was so nervous. I was sweating over here. I was so nervous to tell you that I liked you because we had been friends for so long and you're an important friend.
We've been friends for like 5 years.
If I told you that I liked you and like it got awkward, then that'd be so sad to like lose or like make a really great friendship turn awkward. You know? So it's like telling you that I liked you was like, ooh.
I was stressed, but it was like at the same time I wasn't stressed at all.
Ah.
Because
yeah, as soon as I told you I wasn't stressed, but like like changing, like flipping that switch, you know, like opening that box.
Yeah.
That was a nervous thing for me.
I guess like by the time we told each other, and we told each other like at the same time, but I think by then we knew.
Yeah. I think that we knew. I mean, like we knew, but it was still nervous. I was more nervous
maybe
to tell you.
Maybe because you were the first one to say it.
I was more nervous to tell you that I liked you than I was to ask you out or ask you to marry me. But I mean, like, you know.
But then you're pretty sure about those things.
Pretty sure. I mean, like, we'd chosen the ring together.
Oh, yeah. Going back to this, so we had, like, told our parents, like, yeah, we're just going to, you know, like, I think I just need to be single for a little while, you know. Like, and then.
And we were serious.
We were serious. And then, like, a month later, I think we told each other we liked each other.
Yeah, well, it was just like. Oh, this is what a relationship should be like.
Yeah, it was everything just clicked.
Everything just clicked. Everything just was like, oh, this is natural. This is right. This is how things should be for me. I mean, it might be different for every single person, but for me and for you, our relationship was like in our minds how relationships should work.
Yeah, and it was just like the easiest switch to make.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, like, within a couple months, we were looking at rings. We're like, guess what? I'm taking it slow. I mean, we did wait a while to actually get married.
Yeah, because I also knew that you wanted, like, and after proposing, you know, we waited a decent amount because you wanted to plan.
Yeah.
And Caitlin planned the whole wedding and everything.
Yeah,
awesome.
I knew that, like, I wouldn't want a wedding planner, one, because I'm cheap.
Yeah.
And two, because, like, I'm a control freak.
But so, going back to the story, okay, so I told you that I liked you. You told me you liked me. And then was it right then that we had the long talk of everything?
Like, it was that day that we had the long talk. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we told each other we liked each other in the morning. And then right afterwards, we talked for, like, 6 hours straight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, like, keep on exaggerating the number. But I think it was, like.
No, it was six or seven.
It was after lunch, guys. We didn't eat breakfast. We didn't eat lunch. We just chatted for a long time. And if you know us, it's like we don't really miss meals.
No.
Especially back then, I certainly didn't miss meals. We just chatted. We were like, you know, what do you think about kids? What do you think about religion? What do you think about, like, work-life balance? What do you think about,
like, all the big things that, like, could throw you for a loop later on.
Yeah. And we told each other every embarrassing story that could come up in the future. It's like, these are, like, any deep dark secrets that I have, all of the deep dark secrets that the two of us
have,
any embarrassing stories that Caitlin could be told, I wanted to tell her right off the bat so that she was like, yeah, I know about that. You know, so we had that talk, and then after that point, we're like, wow, this is it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was like such a, I don't know.
It was just like a. It was like we knew.
We knew. Yeah. It's like I don't know if it's normal to think about relationships as much as I probably did throughout my life, but I always knew that the relationship that I wanted would be more important to me than any other choice in my life, in a way, because that's more important than job. That's longer lasting than your job. That affects, like, your kids in the future if you want to have kids. It's such a big decision. And I always was stressed out about how do you know? And then you just know.
Yeah, at I know. It seems like a lame answer.
It's so lame.
Yeah, super lame. But it was just like, oh, everything's like just so easy and so nice. And just like falls right into place.
I'm also realizing that's how it is for us. And it's not the same for everyone.
Yeah, I think for most people we've talked to, it's different.
Yeah.
But I think our situation is also somewhat unique because we were really good friends, like close friends for 5 years.
Yeah.
And
since we were such close friends, we never kept, not that like people intentionally keep secrets from people that they want to date, but like.
I think normally you like put your best foot forward a little bit more when you're dating.
we were like doing all of our like 9-year-old boy humor in front of each other and laughing at all of
us. I would show you like the worst YouTube videos.
And strife.
Yeah. I don't want to say it.
Yeah. So funny.
Yeah.
So I think that's most of our story. I mean, you know, we dated long distance for a year almost.
Yeah, we did. And then finally I moved to Houston, We were in an apartment for a few months. We started DIYing then because you proposed when we were in the apartment. So we started DIYing stuff for the wedding.
I think the very first thing we DIYed ended up being
because I'm seeing that we're about half an hour into the podcast.
Yeah, I think let's just go for it. Let's just go for it.
Because we can't do that and the game.
Oh, we can't do that
and the
game?
It's going to be an hour and a half long podcast.
Oh, geez.
Our games always take like half an hour.
Okay. We'll save the like early DIY stories for next time.
Yeah, I think we should save it for next time.
Okay. And now, it's time for game show. All right, so the game we're playing today is, what should we call this one?
Oh, we didn't think of a good name. Guess those lyrics.
Read those lyrics.
But you're not telling the person to read them. You're telling the person has to guess them.
So one of us is going to read the lyrics in like a straight-faced way. Right?
Yeah, I mean, your face doesn't have to be straight.
Okay, guess those lyrics.
I think we're spending too much time on the name.
All right, okay. First song.
So here's the rules of the game, and you can play along. Each of us is going to take turns reading lyrics without, like, you know, trying to not do like the inflection of the song, and the other person has to guess them. So we've each written down some lyrics to read to the other person, and you can play along too and see if you can guess.
All right, close your eyes.
Okay. I'm closing them because Evan's pulling out the list. I'm just not going to look. I feel weird closing my eyes.
Okay. Ra, ra, ah, ra, ra, Roma, Roma, ma.
Ga, bad ga. Romance? Oh,
yeah. Yep. You got it.
What is happening? That's like a really weird one to read.
I know, right? I wanted to start with something weird.
Rah, rah. Rah, ah, ah. I can't even do it, like, without seeing it.
I just wanted to, like, try to read that. All right, let's each do two.
Okay.
Two. All
right. Because that was pretty good.
Pretty good. I am going to pop some tags. Only got $20. Dang.
I picked that one too. I was going to do a different segment though.
Oh, okay.
Would you have guessed it?
A harder one?
Yeah. Well,
okay,
yeah.
Do your harder part.
Let's see if I can remember it from my brain. What do you know about rocking a wolf on your noggin?
Oh, yeah. I would have got it. All right. One last one.
Okay.
It starts with one thing. I don't know why.
Oh, my God. Dude, give me another lyric.
It doesn't even matter how hard you try.
In the end.
That's pretty good.
You know what threw me off? Because in the song, it's like, it starts with one, and it's like, it starts with one thing. I don't know why. And you change it. You're like, it starts with one thing.
Yeah.
You didn't say, it starts with one thing. I don't know why.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
That's how you play the game right.
Oh,
I'm pretty good.
Like, I know every word to that song.
You do.
Okay.
All right, your turn.
Okay, don't look.
I didn't.
So, don't debate. A player straight. You know, he really doesn't get it anyway. He's going to play the field and keep it real. For you, no way. For you, no way.
What? Do I know the song?
Yes.
Do I definitely know the song?
Yes. It's not the chorus. Well, actually, it kind of is. Well, there's like, I don't know how to properly term songs. It's repeated in the song.
Okay. Maybe it's the second chorus.
Yes, it's the second chorus. Technical term. Do you want me to do another?
Yeah, do another.
Okay. You know, it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he fakes it anyway. He may not have a clue, and he may not have style. But everything he
pretty
lacks.
Pretty fly for my guy? Yeah! Yes! Okay.
Thank you.
I had to read a lot.
Okay. Don't look. I'm going to pick another. I think I did it again.
Britney Spears?
Wow, that was good.
I mean, like, that's what it has to be.
Ah, man. I thought I might get you on that one. Okay. Go on now. Go. Walk out the door. Just turn around. Now, because you're not welcome anymore.
Oh. Keep on going.
Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye?
I love the dramatic reading, by the way.
Yeah, maybe I should try to do a deadpan. Do you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die?
Is this Linkin Park?
No, it is not.
No!
Because the word die is in it. Okay, I'll do a different section.
Okay.
At first, I was afraid.
Oh.
I was petrified. This is a classic Linkin Park song.
I will survive?
Yeah.
Okay. I had to get to the words.
I know.
Oh, I'm so bad at this game.
Okay.
My turn.
Well, I only did two, but yeah, you can go because
you did three.
Oh no, you're right. I did do three. You got Britney real fast. Okay.
All right, look at me. We're unforgettable. Daisy Dukes. Bikinis on top.
Oh, California Girls.
All right. Hello there, the angel from my nightmare. The shadow in the background of the morgue.
It's Blink-182.
What's the name of the song?
Hello there, angel from my nightmare. Na, 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 na. Halloween on Christmas. Shoot. I don't know.
I miss you.
I miss you. This is the Jack and Sally line.
Okay, ready? Oh, this is...
Is it really hard not to sing it with the lyrics?
It's so hard not to sing it with the lyrics.
Okay, you can do it. I believe in you.
Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
Anyway, the wind blows. Speaking of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah. I was like, which part should I start with? Because I can't start with, is this the real life?
Yeah.
Because any way I say that.
Yeah.
Is this the real life? Still, you would have gotten it.
Is this just fantasy?
Is this no escape from reality? I was going to Scooby-Doo mode.
Oh my gosh, a Scooby-Doo entire version.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
Got it, a landslide.
Where's my Scooby snack? Alright, don't look.
Sorry, I wasn't looking. I was in Scooby mode.
To the left. Everything you own in a box, to the left.
What? I was thinking, to the left, to the right. Okay. To the left. Everything you own in a box? You're writing something.
I'm looking up the rest of the lyrics. Oh. That's all I wrote down.
These are supposed to be ones where you could guess it. I mean, if it's so obscure that you wouldn't even get it.
No, I mean
Well, I have no chance. Okay.
So you have nothing.
I got it. To the left. What? I forgot it. To the left, yeah. To the left. What?
To the left. Everything you own in a box to the left. No?
And you're even singing it now. What's another line?
That's the whole song.
What?
No. That's the only
song. Oh, it's a song called To the Left. That's the song.
Nope. Okay.
That was a joke.
You're trying to bluff your way into it. Okay, let me get a you could pack all your things. We're finished. 'Cause you made your bed, now lie in it. I'll have another you by tomorrow. Don't you ever think for a second. Get to thinking you're irreplaceable.
I literally have no idea.
Really?
Yeah, do you know it?
Yeah, I've listened to the song before on the radio. I was trying to pick up popular pop songs.
I just looked over and saw Beyonce's face.
It's Beyonce. Irreplaceable. Come on. Oh. You've listened to this.
No. Is this new Beyonce?
No.
Oh. I've heard it.
Okay.
There's no way. There's literally no way I would have guessed that.
I guess, to me, sometimes when I say to the left, this song pops into my head.
Oh, really?
I'm not proud of that.
There's nothing wrong with Beyonce.
I always
want
to say, to the left. I want to say it twice. If there's something to the left, I want to say it twice.
See, I just think of that wedding song that, everyone plays at their wedding to get people to actually start dancing. To the left. I don't know if that's really what it says.
Oh, hopefully this doesn't get copy strike now.
Two step now. You just played it briefly.
Yeah, just played it briefly.
Okay, my turn?
I just played it briefly. One last one for me. There's vomit on his sweater already.
Mom spaghetti!
I just wanted you to yell that.
Oh, it's Eminem, lose yourself. yourself.
Yeah. All right,
I almost did that one too. I've often dreamed of a far off place where a great warm welcome will be waiting for me.
Oh, Moana.
No.
What?
No.
Okay, keep on going. Is this from a movie?
Yes. It is from a movie.
Keep on going.
Where the crowds will cheer.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Oh, Hercules.
Yeah. So hard for me not to sing it.
Oh, you can't sing too much more. Oh, copy strike.
Yeah. Yeah, we're so good.
That was a good one. That was a really good one.
Thank you. Okay.
I'm really excited for when we play
movie songs. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for that one.
So excited for that one.
Okay. Do you have time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once?
Man, you're good at changing the tone and the pacing.
I'm one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone. No doubt about it.
No doubt?
No. But valiant effort. Valiant. I will say I was listening to No Doubt and this band at the same time in my life.
Okay, keep on going. Because right now I'm pulling up with nothing.
Okay.
I'm pulling a blank right here.
I'll pick a different... Well, I guess this does come after it, but... sometimes I give myself the creeps.
Oh, creep.
No. You're just saying things just because I use the word. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me.
Oh, come on. I know this one. Okay, keep on going.
Okay, don't look.
I'm not looking.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin the game. I'm not a cheater. Okay. What are you trying to convince me of? I mean, accuse me of.
It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up.
This sounds familiar now. Sing a little bit of it.
Do you have the time
to listen to me whine?
Do you know what the song is or who sings it?
Blink 182?
No, but I mean, it's in the same vein. Think of all the other bands that are...
Outkast.
No.
Outkast.
What? The same band that does... Hey, yeah.
I'm just listening, Vance. You knew that I was going to be... You knew I was going to be back.
Do you want me to tell you?
You're going to torture me, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you have the time
to listen to me whine?
Da, 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 da,
everything da, all at once. The name of the song isn't in the lyrics, so. The name of the band has a color in it. It's the same color as
Green Day.
Screen. Yeah.
Okay.
Was that three? I think it was two.
I'll let you do one more.
I did Hercules and I did Green Day.
Okay.
I stay out too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. That's what people say. Mm-hmm.
Keep on going. Was that the really iconic part?
It was the very beginning of the song.
Okay.
You want me to, I can't do the iconic part. It's literally too iconic.
It's too iconic? Okay, that's the backup option. That's nuclear option.
Oh, man. Okay, I can try to... I can either keep going...
Keep going.
I can... Okay. I go on too many dates, but I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say.
Is this Grow Up, the Grow Up mm-hmm. song? Yeah.
What? No.
No.
No, that mm-hmm was part of the lyrics. Oh. I'm not answering you. That's what people say. Mm-hmm.
Is this What's My Age Again?
No.
No.
It's a lot newer than that.
Okay.
I'll try a different part. My ex-man brought his new girlfriend. She's oh my God. But I'm just going to shake it.
Shake it.
No.
Like a Polaroid picture. No.
You literally just latch on to one word. Just because that word is said does not mean it's the title of the song. Oh man, okay.
People out there are probably Evan, it's this.
Okay. I'll try a different. But this is a different section of the song. There's a lot of different sections in this song. And you should be able to use your context clues to know Well,
is that part of the lyrics?
No, sorry. Okay, I'll just do it. Here's the next part. But I keep cruising, can't stop, won't stop, grooving.
Are you sure I've listened to the song?
Yes! It's like I got this music in my mind saying it's going to be all right.
I'm not going to latch on to it's going to be all right.
Yeah, because that's not it. Okay, I'm going to get... Okay.
Get to the iconic part.
Because the player's going to play...
Because the player's going to play, play, play,
yes! Play, play. Do you know what it's called? Or who sings
Shake
it?
Shake it up. Shake it off. Oh, is that Taylor Swift or something?
Yeah, okay. Shake it off. I literally had to read like half the song.
Okay. I don't know those lyrics at all.
I stay out too late. Got nothing on my brain. That's what people say.
Okay.
That's what people say. And then the other part was like, my girlfriend brought her new, or no, my ex-man brought her new, brought his new girlfriend.
See, I wouldn't have gotten it even if he had have sung that part. Yeah. Okay. But the beginning, I would have gotten.
But
what's the iconic part again?
Well, because the player's going to play.
Yeah, yeah.
And as soon as I did that, you got it immediately. Yeah. So I knew I couldn't start with that. Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Let me minimize this and then your turn.
I've been choosing the iconic parts too early.
Yeah, give me something hard.
Yeah, because like,
I've been getting them too good.
Yeah, because like, I shouldn't have led with like Mom Spaghetti.
I mean, no, that was pretty awesome because like, if you didn't give me the opportunity to yell Mom Spaghetti, I would have been disappointed.
I have just like the iconic lyric written down.
Yeah,
but since Caitlin is playing it in hard mode.
That wasn't in hard mode.
I'm going to play in hard mode too.
I feel like doing either the chorus or the beginning of the song is... both of those should be easy.
Let's see.
You can test it on me.
All right.
I mean, you can start with something harder, like a more obscure part.
Man, this is such a repetitive song. Any part of it is like the same.
Uh-oh.
Okay. This is a more obscure part.
Okay.
I met a girl down at the disco. She said,
I met a girl down at the disco. She said, hey, let's go. Milk with your Cocoa Puffs, milky. Is something with what's Fergie's group? Black Eyed Peas. I met a girl down at the disco. She said, hey, let's go. Is it?
What are you gonna do with all that junk? All of that junk inside of your trunk. See, it's harder. It's harder.
Yeah. No, but I got it.
You got it.
But I'm glad you put it in hard mode. Because if you started with what you're going to do with all that junk, I like totally would have gotten
totally,
it.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good part to start with.
You don't have to feel like a waste of space.
Oh, firework.
Dang it. How did you get that? Because I was going to start with, do you ever feel like a plastic bag?
I wrote that one down too.
Drifting
so it was
through
fresh.
The wind?
But I was going to start with a plastic again. Bag also. do you ever feel...
Like
a
plastic
bag?
That's what my plan was. I was trying to put it into hard mode. How did you get it with, like, you don't have to feel like a waste of space? I would have never gotten that.
Oh, I mean, it's, you know.
Because you're good at this.
I'm good at this game. Okay.
Okay. That was all I got. You, like, blew through mine way too fast.
Okay, I got a few more for you.
Okay, give me two more, and we can end on, like, my stumbling.
Okay.
Next time, I'm going to go on hard mode for you.
You can go a little bit hard. You got me with that one song. That Beyonce one.
Oh, yeah. That's because you, like, hadn't listened to it too much. It didn't get in your head like me, to the left, to the left. I mean, that's the only lyric I know of the entire song. But it's stuck in there.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise. Playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday.
What? You're really good at disguising it. I'm sure if you sung that to me, I would have gotten it.
Oh, you would totally get it. Okay, I'm going to start with another. I can't do the next line. I feel like you'll know it.
Buddy, you're going to be a big boy one day.
Okay. Buddy, you're an old man. Poor man. Pleading with your eyes. Going to get you some peace someday. Want me to do another one?
The name of the song is Buddy.
Nope.
By Buddy Holly.
Buddy, Buddy, you're a young man. Hard man, shouting in the street.
Okay.
Gonna take on the world someday.
Young man. That sticks in my head a little bit. Oh, YMCA?
No.
What?
You've got blood on your face.
Big disgrace. Dun 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 dun. Can we will rock you. Dun dun dun.
Yeah. Okay. I knew when I said big disgrace that you or blood on your face, you'd get it. That's the song, We Will Rock You.
Oh, okay, We Will Rock You.
Yeah, that's the title of it. It's Queen. Okay. You did that one pretty good.
Wait. Oh, I was like, I did a Queen. It was Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
You got it in like 1 second.
So the hard thing is we did a lot of the same artists.
We do that a lot.
I know.
We have like very similar minds.
And same songs. Like you did Thrift Shop. I did Thrift Shop. You did Firework. I did Firework.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Here's one that isn't an artist you've done. I still hear your voice when you sleep next to me. I still feel your touch in my dreams. Forgive me my weakness, but I don't know why.
It's like techno something.
Without you, it's hard to survive.
Without you, it's hard to. That's
well,
like, I know this.
This is the part where I start punching the air in excitement.
All right. Can you get me started with the first word again?
I still hear your voice
and I
sleep next to me.
Da, 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 da. You know how good I am at music.
I know.
Gosh, it's like
Forgive
right there.
Forgive me my weakness.
Da, 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 da.
Without you, it's hard to survive. To
go on.
To
I'm
going
to go on.
to go five. Go on and survive.
It's like every time we touch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because every time we touch, I get this feeling.
Okay, I do remember this. We rocked out to this.
Yeah.
In the past.
This is like.
Get
song gets
music.
Me pumped. Okay. I'm going to do one more song.
Man, I'm bad at remembering stuff.
You know, you're doing better than I thought. Here, one more.
How bad did you think I was going to do?
Like, really bad. Okay. I never made it as a wise man. And I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. I'm tired.
Is this like Creed or something like this?
Of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight, without a sense of seeing. Don't just squeak the clamp on our table. No.
No. Okay, so the first words you said, like, got me. Like, I was like, I know this song. Do it again.
I will say, those are the first words
of the song. Okay, yeah.
Which, so that proves my argument that chords or first words are, easier.
So what was the very first words?
Never made it.
Never made it as a wise man. Couldn't cut it as a poor man.
Are you
stealing.
Air guitaring?
Yes, I am.
Here, if I do the voice, it might help.
All right.
Let me do another part.
Okay, another part. I know it's like an exaggerated, ridiculous voice. It's like something like
Here,
Creed.
Wait. Do the voice deal you think it is before I give it away.
It's like Creed, right? Or
it's not Creed.
Something like Creed.
It's not Creed.
Couldn't cut it as a poor man. Something like exaggeratedly like something.
You're not wrong. But the thing is, well, like you are kind of wrong. You're wrong, but you're not wrong.
On the right track.
You're wrong because that's not actually how
it
sounds.
In a different way.
But you're not wrong because that's how I sing this song to make fun of it.
Okay. Get to the more iconic part. Just go for it. Just go for it.
This is how you remind me
of That is how we sing it. That's how we sing it.
Do you know what song
this is? How you remind me
of what I really am. This isn't supposed to be a singing contest. This is a lyrics.
It's like Creed, but not Creed.
Are we having fun yet?
Oasis?
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. Are we having fun yet? Yeah, no. Yeah, no.
Is that actually in the song?
Yes.
What? Those are the lyrics that someone wrote?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yes. I mean, yeah, no.
Okay. It's how you remind me, right?
Yeah.
But by who? What's the artist?
Nickelback.
All right. Now that's how to wrap it up, guys. That's a wrap.
Oh my god. That was a good game. Oh man, I'm like sweaty from laughter.
I know. I feel like we can like hit it even better the next time around.
Yeah, I think
we can refine it because I feel like
I think
we know
you could
what,
be even a little bit more challenging on
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, and you could be a little bit easier on me.
I think I was at a good level.
You were at a good level. You were
at a good level, but I do need to find more variety in artists because I skipped over a lot of mine because you had already done the artist.
What I need to do is I think I need to find like a song that I know you've listened to, but that has a lot of lyrics that just like get lost.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
It'd be a good test.
Okay. Well, hey, that concludes today's podcast. Thank you guys so much for joining us. This is so fun. Wait, we still have a few more things.
our thing of the week.
Well, here, first I'll give like a really quick medical update since I told you guys about like things last week. I've talked to 3 different doctors, 3 different diagnoses or opinions. So I'm going in to get more tests about things, and I'll just give you guys updates when there's something more to report besides my doctors are disagreeing and I need to get more tests.
Yeah, and so we don't actually we felt more sure about what we thought was going on last episode.
Yeah.
And then we talked to another doctor and he's like, well, I don't know.
Yeah, so instead of like just like continually giving you like my doctor's opinions, which like I was like, okay, 2 doctors said something, I think that it's this. And then like, gosh, anyways, moving on. That's where we're at, and If anything changes, we'll keep you guys posted. But other than that, it's just waiting on healthcare.
Yeah. Because one of the downsides about owning your own business is healthcare is a little extra difficult.
Yeah. I mean, we have it.
We have it.
That's good, at least.
I just feel like there's more hoops.
It's just
kind of
crappy.
Yeah, there's more hoops, and we're paying a lot more than we used to when we had normal jobs.
That's the true thing?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Things of the week.
Thing of the week.
So my thing of the week I'm super excited about because I don't know why I haven't mentioned it earlier. It's one of my most used tools of all of the tools that I have.
This is true.
Between woodworking, 3D printing, like CAD work, like everything I do, I almost always use this, and it's my digital calipers. You don't even need to get like super precise, like plus or minus 0.001 thousandths or anything. Just get a good set of digital calipers. Like 8 inches is a good middle ground. 6 inches is a little bit too short.
We can probably link to like a pair you like.
Yeah, because like it was my opinion in the past, this is to get a really nice big one, but then you don't have it with you and it's less convenient. Mm-hmm. So I think like an 8-inch is just the right middle ground. I'll put a link down below to like a good one that's good enough that it's high quality, but cheap enough that like you're going to use it, not worry about it.
Yeah, that was a good thing.
Yeah.
So my thing of the week is a video. I'm sure a lot of you guys know Jessie Ueda, Ben Ueda's sister. She did a awesome video where she took rogue weights and turned them into a battle axe, and it's all like Game of Thrones themed, and like the costumes and the music. She did all the music. She made the costumes. The whole video is so freaking epic.
It's
just
so epic,
so cool. Like it sucks you in, mm-hmm. and you feel like you're watching a movie. It's so, and the build itself is super awesome.
Super awesome.
But like the whole video is stylized, and it's really cool. And then she got to give it to the mountain at the end
from
of the video.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And I want to mention she made it like Brett McAfee from Skull and Spade was also in there. And he has his own video that we haven't watched that we're excited to watch.
Yeah, we're excited to watch that. So we can put that, we can pull a Bob and put that on our, like, we haven't watched this yet, but I think it's going to be good.
I think it's going to be good because he makes really good videos too. But we've only watched Jesse's, but like knowing the amount of work she put into that also made it so much more epic. She like figured out how to play piano just so that she could play.
Was it piano or I thought it was violin?
She already knew how to play the violin or some string instrument. So she already knew how to do that. So she played that part. But then she needed to put piano or some sort other sort of music in there. So she learned an entire musical instrument so that she could record a song so it didn't get copy stricken and taken down. So she recorded her own music for it just so that she could like include that iconic music in her thing. Like, that's like...
Bravo.
That's some
bravo. That was
that's
impressive.
Some grit. That's some grit
that's
right
some
there.
Grit. Yeah. It's an awesome, awesome video.
Awesome, awesome video.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with that, I think that ends the podcast episode. Thank you guys again for everyone who's been listening and sharing and leaving reviews. I think that when is this going up? This is going
Monday,
up in a few days.
Okay.
So this coming Friday, we're going to be releasing the video where we show off how we made this whole podcast thing.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in how we're running this podcast, check out that video.
And
we're also going to be announcing that we have a podcast in a more broader way on our YouTube channel and everything. So hopefully that can maybe boost us in the chart. So if you really want to help us make a push to see how high we can get on iTunes charts, we've gotten to 9. Let's see if we can get past or higher than 9. I know. So maybe between Friday and the Monday after the podcast.
There's a YouTube lot of video. Dates.
Okay. Just thank you for doing everything
dates,
that you've done.
Yeah, just thank
and
you guys.
Really appreciate your help to spread the word about this podcast.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Did we do that right? I think something seems wrong.
Yes, we did it right.
Something seems very wrong. Have I ever mentioned that you have perfect pitch?
It's perfect for the game we're going to play later.
Primo.
Primo pitch. Your pitch is perfect.
Perfect.
So good.